Altitude Broadcasting presents the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
the Mr.
Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
Welcome back to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. I am your host with the Mr. and the Mrs. And, of course, welcome on Periscope. This is Mr. and Mrs. Show, and we're getting into our segment two here. And we're doing a segment we haven't done in a minute. It's called Guilty Pleasures.
We did it last week.
Well, I wasn't here last
That's
week,
your fault.
So we don't count That's last week when I'm not here.
No, we count every week. I told you it was a good show last week, you know. The mister had to run the board.
It's not what the missus said.
She's always saying that. She said she missed your laugh. That doesn't say she missed
you. So
what
we're going to do, when I'm not here, we're going to have a recording of my laugh. So every time you say something, we could just have a recording of my
That'd
laugh.
Awesome. Words.
I wish you had the wrestling show up right now so you could play the other songs I have saved for you.
No, never.
No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, you were talking.
So guilty pleasures, and it looks like the mister has one here.
I do.
So we were getting into it on the last segment. So
it is Bitmoji.
All right, before you go, hold on.
Yes.
What is Bitmoji? Can I ask?
Yeah, you saw the picture I showed you a few minutes ago. That's a Bitmoji.
That's a Bitmoji. Okay.
Yeah, and there's an app for it.
There's an app.
It's called Bitmoji, and listen, it's starting to get out of hand with my family.
Is it?
Or just you?
What are you talking about? No, you know what? I love it because I made one of a swimsuit cover, and I thought it was great.
Oh, it was not.
Yeah, that's the one he showed me.
Oh.
You didn't, you didn't like it?
He said, did you just say, I'm sorry?
That shouldn't have been shared with you.
I thought it was funny.
It was something.
You know, whatever. I wouldn't laugh if, you know, you sent me one of anything.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, but you showed it to me. There's a difference here. Why did you?
Because I thought it was funny.
It was kind of funny.
So,
but, you know, the thing is with the Bitmoji, all right, for example, now instead of texting her mother, hey, what's for lunch, I'll send her a Bitmoji of me holding a pizza pie saying, what's for lunch today?
Yes, so it just makes inane texts a little more amusing.
A little more amusing.
Okay. Although I do have an interesting observation because I have Bitmoji both on my personal phone and on my work phone. And the version on the Android phone I find to be much more user-friendly. There's a search feature so you can actually search for a Bitmoji that meets what you're trying to say or relate. And on the iPhone version, you cannot search. So, like, there's no search feature. So you actually have to go scrolling through all the different options to find the one you want, which I find annoying. But I like Bitmoji, too. It's not a guilty pleasure.
No, it is a guilty pleasure.
Not for me.
I don't see... It's not something I do everybody or I show everybody, but... Yeah, you know, to me, it's a guilty pleasure because it's something addicting that you kind of wouldn't think I would do. So, to me, it is.
All right.
Yeah.
But I think it's funny. I mean, I think it's a good way to, like you said, it's a text way to, you know, just to send something funny to somebody. If you're lunch or, you know, it's Friday. I send you one on Friday.
Yep.
You know, saying it's Friday and... She sent me one back saying it's Monday. But, you know, the sad thing about these, though, hers look like Sally Jesse Raphael.
My photo on Bitmoji does not look like Sally
it looked like
Jesse
Sally Jesse. Nothing wrong with it. That's awesome. I love it.
Well, I'm going to move on because I'm about to ask a stupid question. And that question is, who is Sally Jesse Raphael?
Mm.
So.
She's a talk show host back in
talk show host.
Right. That's what I said. Was a talk show host back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
No. All right. So I guess your plan failed. So I guess your plan failed because the missus did not go first on this one. So now the missus is going on this one.
Go ahead.
So I would have to say my new Surface Pro.
Oh my gosh.
That's your guilty pleasure. Oh, I've been hearing you talk about that for like 2 weeks. Please explain to me what is so magical about this Surface Pro.
It sees your face.
That's
and
what
wakes
it
up.
Is. That's what.
That's the biggest difference.
But it can't tell it's me with my glasses on, and I find that so it didn't let me do like a couple different versions, you know, so that so I have to take my glasses off when I. When I try to, but that's
thing.
Actually that's actually not.
You don't have to type a pass. You mean you don't have to type a password in? You just have to take your glasses off. That's all. I mean, really? Can we get a hashtag things wives have to do that are so aggravating?
That's a really
I want
long
to see,
hashtag.
I want well, it could work, but I want to see where this ranks with other. Problems that wives have in every day. She couldn't get her glasses off because it was. Or
okay,
go ahead.
You should just stop while you're
I thought
behind.
It was fun.
So it actually that's not the thing that makes it so fun. Although I do enjoy that. So it's got a it has a like a coloring book in it.
A coloring book?
Yeah, and so it has, and you can bring in pictures from the web. And other places, and then there's like, you know, like colored pencils and watercolors, and so like you've got all these different options, and it's really kind of soothing. I did a Celtic graphic after I first got it that was really cool. I really enjoyed it, and then I really enjoyed. You know, just kind of checking it out. Because you can, one of the really neat things about it, and with most tablets, but the Surface Pro seems to be a little bit easier to do it with, is that the pen feels very free-flowing. You can open up a document or something and write on it and save it. I mean, I really, it's fun. So it makes it just a lot easier to do things.
Yeah, it sounds like it's, I mean, you know, I'm just... It's not that I hate Surface Pro or anything. I just know, like, it's a very... it's different.
It is different.
It's a very different thing. So I think it's becoming a, you know, because I know like even Apple now, they're making the iPad Pro and they're trying to, you know.
Yeah, but the Surface Pros, it is very different. I mean, I've had iPads, I've had, you know, Android tablets, Samsung tablets, Dell tablets. The Fire, right? I mean, we know I like my gadgets, but but this is, you know, by far the coolest, you know, and the touch on it is just really incredibly sensitive. And this was one of my Costco deals. So it was on sale at Costco, came with the case that has the keyboard built into it and the pen. And so I can't get enough of it.
All right. Well, I mean, hey, that's the definition of a guilty pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I need to. All right.
What now?
Let's go back to this tablet. Now, can you please tell me what all you do on this tablet? No, it's the most amazing thing you've ever tablet you've ever had.
Do you understand how nervous you make me sometimes on the questions?
I'm not worried about it.
I don't know sometimes where you're going.
You'll see. I don't know. I don't like this. No, you'll see. So, what all do you do on this tablet? I'm just wondering because I see you do two things on this tablet.
What?
Go ahead. Tell the world what you do on this tablet. Because I think for it to be the most amazing tablet she's ever had, I want to know the details.
Okay, so I use OneNote.
Which does?
I read, so it allows me to take notes on things.
Okay.
So I've been taking notes on things down there. It allows me to do really cool things with Adobe. So when I pull in like PDF files and stuff, I can actually do things with it, which I've been doing. I read my news. I like to watch some shows on there. There's a couple of games I like to play, which I think
which
is what you're referring to.
Which is?
One of them's a diner game.
You play a diner game too? Yeah. What's the other one?
And then Candy Crush.
Yeah. So, all right.
That's what
so
he was getting at.
There's four okay. things you do on
Which
this
I'll
brand
stop,
new tablet.
And you
that
know
you
how
love.
I am with Candy Crush.
No,
so
no.
I'll play like 20
until
levels.
You pick
and
up
then
the next little game you like to play, which I get.
I don't actually, I haven't played a game in months. So.
No, I know, but usually, like, you pick something up to do. Like, it'll be coloring.
Yeah, just something that lets me focus on
high.
Something
a
so
little
that
high.
My I don't get a lot of downtime, so you know, that's my way of just
you know what that'd
unplugging.
Be a good. Well, not for this week. We already got a question of the week for this week, but I think next week that'd be a great one. Like, what is a hobby? What's one of your like you know on your downtime? What's a hobby you like to do? You know,
I thought we didn't do that, but
we haven't done that.
We can do it. We can
next
do it.
Week, yeah.
No, we can do it after. Segment three, write that down, okay?
Well, no, because we
for
got...
For next week. Oh, no, okay. That's this this week, okay?
Yeah.
I'm talking about next week. So
okay.
Next week's question of the week can
we'll
be
that. We'll do
that.
Okay.
All right, social media right. question of the week can be that. Just make sure you write that down in segment
I will.
Three,
all right? All right, so let's go into the last segment here for segment two, things that make you go,
Things that make you go,
Things that make you go,
I like that song.
I'm glad you like it. You got
it
one?
It was abrupt.
Yeah. That's how it happens.
Do you have one?
I have lots of them.
Go ahead.
Oh, no.
So we can start with my husband deciding that when I'm talking about my guilty pleasure to just poke at me.
How is it poking?
With what I do on my tablet.
It's not poking. I was... When you say greatest tablets of all time that you've ever had or gadget, I'm trying to...
I don't know that I said greatest of all time.
You said it's the best. You said iPad, anything else. That's what you said. That the ones you've always owned, this is the best one you've owned. So I'm trying to understand what you do on it that makes it so great compared to other ones that you've had.
Really?
No, and that's the truth. Because on the other ones, I've seen you do the same thing you've done
okay,
on this
hold on,
one.
Hold on. But
that's my point. Except for the coloring. Coloring's different.
But that's just like, okay, like if you go to a game system or something, what's so
I
great about
the
game system?
But I want
that
to know the difference, right? I want to know the difference, all right?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, don't you want to know what the difference is?
Yeah, yeah. I do want to know what the
if
difference
somebody
is.
Says, hey, this is the best thing I've ever played or done. They want to know what the difference is between what you played and what you're playing
all
now.
All right. I kind of get it.
Well, let's just
I'm
say
not
that
poking
my,
you. I'm
my
trying
enjoyment
to talk to
of
you about
this
it.
Tablet is subjective.
Well, no, and that's fine. But I'm trying to, for people that's listening on Periscope or anywhere else, you know, I'm trying to.
I'm not
know,
doing a
hey,
product review.
I'm not asking you to do a product
or
review.
Or are we?
I'm not asking you to do a product review. You, we I'm, can.
We're
if,
not sponsored
if,
by.
Hey,
Microsoft.
I know you're right down the road. If you want us to do a sponsor for you.
We can sponsor things. We do it.
No.
Deer Park. Watch out for the deer. All right. Listen.
Okay, first off, please never say that again. I think we might get sued by Deer Park if we say that.
I know that, but hey, I'm just going with it for now.
I'm just saying.
Right. No, that's true. I wasn't poking at you. I was talking to you about it because, you know, like I said, we want to know what the different features are for it. Because if you say, hey, this is the best, I want to hear a little bit more why.
I didn't say it was the best.
You said it's the best thing
you've yeah, you
best
did. Gadget. You said it was the best.
You. You
no,
did.
I said I like it the best.
Okay.
I never said
you
it was
like
the
best.
But
you
like
it
the right?
best. In your opinion, yeah. you like
so
it
So wouldn't
best.
That be the best, in right. your opinion? Not saying that it's the
it's
best a, of all time.
Yes.
But
yeah, that's
the
what
best
we're saying.
You.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the best for me.
Right.
I'm not
okay.
trying
no,
to tell other people what's
no,
the best.
No, no, no. But you're misunderstanding. It's the best for you, so you think it's the best. And I'm just trying to figure out why you think it's the best.
Okay.
That was it.
I just thought you were trying to get me to say I played Candy Crush.
That too.
No, that was a bonus. But you know what? You played.
So that's my point. Is you knew what you that wanted me to say.
No, no, no. That's not the main reason. All right. I honestly mm-hmm. want to know what the difference was that you enjoyed this one so much more. Because every other tablet I've seen you play a game. All right. Well, you get on the mood to do it. This is what you do. And mm-hmm. that's fine. I'm just trying to figure out what the difference is on this one compared to the other ones.
It's so pretty. My other thing that makes you go, The North Carolina DMV. So I was talking about this before the show with little Steven. So I am due to renew my license by my birthday of next year. And I received a postcard today telling me that...
She has the postcard, okay.
Telling me when my license expires and that how much it'll cost me to renew. And then on the back, it invites me to renew online. Which now, I will admit that the thought of not going into the DMV is just like the sky is open, the sun is shining, birds are singing. You know, it's a glorious day. To not have to go to the DMV for anything, let alone a license renewal. However, it concerns me that, and I'm self-assessing that my eyesight hasn't changed to where I shouldn't be driving a car and a couple other things, right, when I went. And I did, by the way, renew online because, my goodness, who wouldn't?
Yeah, but, of course, yeah.
But, you know, I really am wondering what their criteria are to allow people to do this. I was 40 the last time I got a license. By the time, so I've now just renewed for 8 years. So when my next renewal comes up, I will be 56. So in 16 years, they will have not validated my eyesight. They will not have done the sign, because North Carolina has you go in and do the sign test.
Yeah.
When you're doing your vision test. No sign test, no vision test, no nothing. Not even do I look like I can drive? And then they have the option of making you do the actual, driver's exam, the road test if they are concerned about renewing your license. So I will be 56 the next time that I'm up for renewal in North Carolina. And I think that's a little weird. I mean, again, North Carolina DMV, I'm not asking you to now make me go into the DMV. But I'm like, that's really interesting. I wonder at what age. Do we have 80-year-old people who are getting renewal cards in the mail?
Not that I know.
And they're able to go online and renew?
Why is there... If you watch people drive today, okay, driving's getting worse.
Well, right? Yeah.
Do you remember the other day? We were driving to eat somewhere, and on the way we were driving, there was a student... Ed driver in front of us when it's raining, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it raining?
No, it wasn't raining. It was early in the morning.
It was early in the morning, and they were going weaving back and forth. I was like, boy.
I was wondering if it was the instructor, and he had just woken up from a bend, bender or something. But it was really kind of creepy to be behind a student driver car where the student driver looked like they hadn't had enough pre-training to actually be behind the vehicle.
I see where that scares. I mean, because... Driving is not getting easy, not getting better in this anywhere, because I mean, and it's like I think y'all would be strict.
There's more distractions, more cars right on the road, right?
It needs to be more strict. Yeah, I mean, yeah. The DMV needs to be more license.
They do,
should be a little bit more strict.
Again, I'm happy to not go and stand in.
Yeah. Oh yeah, me too.
But at the same time, I'm a little concerned that I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right. Well, that's a good one.
All right. What about you?
Mine is sports clips. Here's what I got to say about sports clips. Last month, I went to get a MVP. Have you got MVP from sports clips?
Oh, my goodness. Are you still on about this?
I am. And this made me go, because I didn't get to talk about it on the show, so I'll talk about it now.
So I don't understand.
We go to sports clips, all right? And yes, I'm still on this. You know, I let my beard grow. I was kind of scruffy. I was hoping they would shave. Do a shave, because they do the neck massage, the back, the head massage. They do all this, and then they give me a haircut. They shave my head. It's $20 to do this, all right? My head is not that hard to cut. All you do is get some clippers, you shave it, you're done. So it took 5 minutes to shave my head, all right? Clippers. You know, she goes back, shampoos my head. After she gets done, which I'm like, all right, okay, all right. So you're going to wash my bald head. I get you. You know, get the loose hair off, whatever. you know, it's hard to do. So after she gets done, she puts a hot towel on me and massages my head and all that stuff. And then she walks me back up, checks around my face, and it's like, all right, you're done. I was like, really? That's it? Where's the massage? Where's like the shave of the neck? Why does sports clips not do shaves? Why do they not shave people?
Why was it $20 for a haircut?
Because it's MVP.
That's my thing. I don't care, man.
It's the MVP. It's
I'd rather just
bucks.
Go to Great Clips
right.
and get a haircut because I've gotten them before and
but
I've had no
sports
issues.
Sports Clips is $25 for the MVP.
But you get the hot towel. They do the head massage.
You get the
massage,
treatment.
Right. You get all that stuff. Now, I thought
it was it $25 worth of massaging.
I thought
I've had more massages
wow.
at the foot massage.
You know what?
Place.
You know what the bad thing is? Time out. I feel bad for you because I feel like you've been hearing this for like 3 weeks now.
Yes, this is not the first time he's told.
Because I think you've told me this.
Probably have.
So now I think they used to do that. But to the, you know, I mean, your BFF made a great recommendation that you should find a barber because barbers usually do shaves.
No, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find a barber shop.
You can
where...
go to the guys up the street from us.
Oh,
are they still
yeah.
there?
Uptown Cuts. Yeah, I want to go to Uptown Cuts. Yes, this is where I want to go.
I could actually see you ending up spending an entire afternoon at a barber shop.
I would because I talk.
He would actually be great at
sports. Watching sports, he's always have something to say.
Yeah. Go to the one with the peppermint cane. Okay, just go to one of those places.
No, I just you know my point fine. Is if you go to Sports Clips for $25, they should at least. I mean, all right. Listen, this is part of
wow.
your neck.
Wow.
Your beard
that
is part of
your
neck.
Yes.
It's
at least
a neck
for you
beard.
It is.
No,
yes.
it's a neck beard.
That is
people
a neck
have,
beard. I have it.
You shave. They shave the back of your neck. Why is not the front of the neck not being shaved? It's my point.
I feel like you just need to write a letter to.
No, I'm going to.
I think they'll have a picture of him inside saying refuse service to this particular person.
That's the reason I won't go back because I can't spend money on a haircut. Because it's something that I can do at home. Now, shaving is a little bit different because I don't do a great job of shaving, as my wife tells me. So
I'm kind of on the same page with you on that. So.
And when is the last time you shaved?
Yeah, you want to know why I haven't? Because if I do, it's going to look worse than this. So.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
See,
goodness.
He knows.
Is there a class available for...
There should be.
Millennials.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare put that out there.
Can you imagine? No,
don't
hold
you
on,
dare.
Hold on.
Teaches you how to do a good shave. Can you go to the mall to
college.
Art of the shave?
Well, no. College should have a course in it.
You know what?
I'm being serious.
Exactly right. He's right.
Do you want to know how most serious. Men learn how to shave?
What?
By their fathers.
Yes.
Yeah, well, guess what? Mine did not do that.
Have you seen my father's hair? All right, there you go. I love
Actually,
my dad.
You do
right?
shave as good as Kim.
Right, exactly. So, you know, and that's fine. He likes
you
the
answered
way he
your
likes
own it. Question there, okay?
I did.
But no, can you imagine? I would love to see when our nephews or nieces go to college. And then in college, they have, hey, Aunt Em, they have a class on how to shave.
Well, they have a class on everything else.
Why not?
Well?
I think
exactly.
why not? I mean, they have home ec in high school. Why not have grooming?
Yeah,
we need to
because we do
right.
need proper grooming techniques
exactly.
here.
Yes.
Then we
so,
then,
hey,
we,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Then we get
not
this,
guys. Hey,
so
it's
I
not
actually,
just guys. Somewhere.
So if any somewhere. Of our Periscopa fans.
Periscope.
Why do you make that face every time?
She thinks
she's
it's funny.
Like, ah.
All right. So,
it was the first time she said it this week.
Because so. I got to sneak it in.
So do
That's
we need
why.
Do we need to write our congressperson for this or
no,
somebody
I
else?
Think,
Who we need to talk
I
to?
I think we invite our people watching on Periscope to tell us if they're aware of a class that we could sign both of you up for to learn how to shave.
And we will, you
so
know what? If
start.
You find us a class, we will both go. I am signing us up. We're both
hey,
going.
Let's start a hashtag called college grooming.
College grooming.
Because we will go. If we can find one, we'll go. All right, well, that is the Things That Make You Go segment of this week. Stay tuned on Periscope. We are going to do the last segment, the favorite segment of the day. Everyone else, Woo-hoo. We'll see you next time on the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Look us up on the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com.